close for a look. They studied the photo, then the formation in the cliff, then the photo, then the cliff. Dr. Cooper held it at arm's length at his eye level, closing one eye and comparing the long-haired woman in the picture with the woman of stone. Neither Dr. Cooper, Jay, nor Lila could think of a word to say, but no words were necessary. Their wide-eyed, drop-jawed expressions gave away what they were thinking. "Go ahead," said Mac. "Try to tell me that isn't Annie Murphy up there." Dr. Cooper did not want to believe it as he looked long and hard at the formation in the cliff. "Well, if it was carved by someone, why is it incomplete? See there how she has both hands clasped in front of her, but the right arm isn't finished?" "It's her," said Lila, totally convinced. "It's Annie Murphy." Dr. Cooper looked around. "Well, whoever or whatever it is, I imagine you've marked this spot so we can find it again." "It was already marked," said Mac. "Take a look." Directly under Dr. Cooper's feet was a flat grave marker, its inscription weathered but readable. Dr. Cooper could read it when he looked down, but the name he read made him stoop and brush away some grass and dust to be sure. The marker read, "Cyrus Murphy, 1852-1885. Dr. Cooper immediately looked up at Richard McPherson. "Mac, I don't have an explanation," said the professor. "I only know it's no mistake and no joke. You're standing on the grave of Cyrus Murphy, Annie's husband." Lila stood on the grave marker and looked toward the cliff. There was something about viewing the image of Annie from this perfect angle, this one special spot. "Can you see it? She's weeping for her husband. She's mourning." They all huddled close and looked into the sad eyes of the woman in the cliff. It was chilling to see her look directly back at them. There seemed to be a message, a thought behind those eyes. Dr. Cooper gazed at the woman for a long moment and considered all he'd seen and heard. Then he turned to Professor McPherson. "Mac, it looks like you've cut short our vacation." "Which was fine with Jay and Lila. They gave each other a high five." "So what now?" Jay asked. "We'll have to get our gear, bring cameras, climbing ropes, surveying equipment. We need to know how that thing was formed and why." Dr. Cooper looked at Mac. "Which means we need to know anything and everything we can about the town of Bodine and about Annie Murphy."
"I have people doing research back at the university."